Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mark already out there putting us up there, bequeathing, similar to bequeathing, handing down very personal assets to their heirs.
Oh, we also had an email over the break.
Yep.
Somebody reading about a world sex championship.
Oh, yeah.
And I have bad news for him.
It was clickbait?
It's fake.
Oh, man. I didn't read it.
They continue to fall for it, but this was last June. A hoax was posted online stating that Sweden had officially declared sex a sport and was hosting Europe's first ever sex competition. And a bunch of people ran with it. Bunch of legitimate news organizations ran with it. Various news outlets, social media platforms, claiming Sweden officially blah, blah, blah. Oral sex was one of the categories. Don't list the rest of them.
How do you
here,
judge that? Is that speed?
Yeah. I'll tell you. I can judge it.
Well, it's fake.
Yeah, I'll judge it for you right now.
That's how you judge. It's fake. I have my own criteria.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does.
That's what I said. I can judge.
Everyone does.
We all have a little different criteria.
But how do you apply a standard to that?
Yeah, you really can. If you actually did that, it would be entirely up to the judges.
Right.
It is subjective.
Right.
Totally.
Just like the food ones are.
You know? Well, you'd have to have like a panel of three judges.
Too much salt in that one, I always say, you know.
You know, those subjectively judged sports, it's just tough.
All right, and some dude would bring cornbread.
To the BJ competition, right?
Yeah, plus it'd be living.
That the other guy would be bitching about. No, it's not a cornbread competition.
It's a.
I don't know if that helps you in that situation.
That's cheating.
Have to be
it's
very.
It's just
moist
about
cornbread.
Oral sex.
Well, you could sit back and eat the cornbread while, you know, judging.
Good point.
Is it?
You want to combine those two pleasures? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? So.
It wouldn't be hard to find a judge.
If you could combine those two pleasures, then you should win the World Sex Championship.
No, we're talking about the judges.
Cornbread and oral?
Yeah. I think cornbread wouldn't be the most thoughtful thing to eat. It's going to crumble and get in their hair.
Yes, it is. And don't you hate when they say not in the hair?
It's got to be very moist cornbread if you're going to do that.
You need something more solid.
I think more solid, maybe a French fries or something.
Right, you could fit a whole Pringle in your mouth.
Pringles are good, too, for that matter. No, but there's crumbs and Pringles, though, too, for that matter. Mm.
Yeah. Can I get oral with a side of fries, please?
Soup so would be rough. You don't want to spill anything hot.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So apparently, with people working from home, with, you know, projects, whatever they do, work, people are going on vacation, still working from home, and just not saying anything.
Yeah.
And I don't get the uproar.
Are they getting their work done? If they're getting the work done, fine.
If they're at a beach house and their job is to be on the computer for 7 hours a day, and there's, because some people are like that. A buddy of mine worked at home. He had to be on the computer that long. But he was working part-time at that point, kind of retiring.
But if you have a laptop, who cares where the laptop is?
If you're not in that building, what's it matter? Right.
Right. See, I know places, I've heard of people saying, yeah, well, I get to work from home, but I have to be at home. I can't be at a coffee shop or at some food court or something.
That's another story we'll get into a little bit.
Why does it matter?
What difference does it make?
That's my question.
Yeah. You know what it is? They don't want you... You know what? We've talked about this so much on the show anymore. Is that people need some life-work balance to be somewhat happy if you can. And a lot of people don't have that. But anytime somebody tries to get to that point where life-work balance makes them a little happier, there's always some boss, Todd. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a thumb because, oh, you can't be happy. You can't be on vacation. Well, I'm working. What's the matter where I'm at? I'm working.
They don't want to lose control.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you have a job where you have to show up at any moment into the office, then maybe I can see that. But most of these at-home jobs are just that. They're at home.
Yeah. This was a survey that was done, split evenly among travelers and hotel workers, found 52% of them would use their vacation travels as a chance to work remotely, and 29% have done so without notifying anybody at work. So if the work's getting done, who cares?
Right.
You shouldn't be charged for paid time off if you're not taking the time off.
Well, once again, you could be someplace else and doing your job, so what's the matter where you're at?
You know? That shouldn't matter at all.
If you had somebody had a beach house or a mountain house or a lake house, and they say, well, I don't have any time off. Well, you can still use it. Why can't you go there for a week and work?
And isn't that still your home?
Yes. They don't know. They don't know. 21%, you know?
Right. Yeah. Hey, all my work's done, but you better not have gotten that done at a coffee shop.
Now, I did see this. Somebody sent us a story, speaking of that, that there's a coffee shop somewhere that are stopping Zooming because people are actually on these Zoom meetings at the coffee shop and telling the people in the place to be quiet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just live there.
No. That was a place where was it?
Yeah, you bequeathed that story earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think that doesn't work that way, but, you
know. Oh, this was in England. This is in England, and this place finally put up it was called Fringe and Ginge, and they say they had so many people in there that were just hanging out, nursing one cup of coffee for hours on end.
Like the guy at the penny slot at the casino getting free drinks.
And then trying to shush other people in the coffee shop because they were on a Zoom meeting.
Unbelievable.
So they finally just said, nah, take your laptops and get the hell out of here.
Right.
We don't want you.
Good for them.
But that's different than what we were talking about earlier, the vacation part, right?
No, yeah. I mean, the vacation stuff, I've never understood that. It doesn't... Because,
are you sitting in the same place you told me you sit in? Yeah.
I'm familiar with a couple. I think they have approval from their bosses. But they travel to the middle of nowhere, and they've got that... What's that? It's Skylink?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that internet that you can get from anywhere. So they can go anywhere.
Oh,
I know people that have done that. Just taking RV across the country.
Yeah. And,
I don't know
it still
if
worked.
Their bosses are aware. But
it
shouldn't matter at all.
They quote a different study in here revealing it says 4 in 5 American workers would be willing to work remotely from their hotel. They said 70% said the hotel room would be the place they would do it. But 25% of them said, the pool, the spa, the hotel bar, the restaurant, whatever. I'll just take my laptop down there, set up, do a little work.
You're doing your work, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
It says that, you know, 3/4 of people are agree that they're prioritizing travel more this year than last. So they want to get out.
It's going to happen every year since COVID for sure, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never understood. I've known people that have done this that have gone on vacations and they're like, well, I need to get a little work done today, so they'll spend the morning, you know, hammering away at something on the laptop, right. And then they don't have to charge it as a day off. It's just a regular day of work.
Or I would think that people just take a week to go somewhere and it's still a week of work, but they are somewhere where the rest of their hours are vacation.
Right. If you're putting in 5, 6, 7 hours of work and then you're out with the family doing other stuff. You shouldn't be charged for PTO.
It's your own business.
It's probably easy to pretend to work next to a pool.
Yeah. It's just sitting there. I don't know. I don't do work on computer except for this. I mean, I write, you know, the stuff we write down is just ridiculous, you know. In my notes are, you know.
Yeah, this says 48.
My notes I can't read on the air. You know.
48% of the people in this they say they've extended work trips into vacations. So they had to go somewhere for work. Kind of nice. I'm just going to stick around for a few more days, but I'll go ahead and keep getting my work done. But I'm going to hang out for a little while.
I saw some people walk around downtown Omaha leaving a convention. It's always funny to me, like adults have their little tote bag with like
Berkshire,
what'd you get? Some flyers and a koozie, maybe a bouncy ball.
Yeah, especially rich people with koozies in their bag.
Yeah, a little lanyard.
I heard Bill Murray was in town.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, said he was in town and being a court jester somewhere. I don't know where he was, you know.
We were watching the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, and my wife made the observation. She's like, you know, there and here are the highest concentration of crusty old white guys today.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Louisville, yeah. Kentucky, absolutely. And Omaha, Nebraska, highest concentration of rich, crusty white guys.
Oh, I hate that old Derby rich guy money thing. Just,
And
all those owners. I mean, granted, some of those guys made their money legitimate business. It's good for them. They're billionaires, but they chose that. How can I be any more stuffier?
It is the hoitiest of toitiest sports.
I'm going to put a suit on and buy horses.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the infield. Then that's just...
Well, that's the regular guy. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the guys that own the horses.
Yeah.
Those people.
I mean, it makes golf look accessible.
Yes.
Horse racing, I don't understand a thing about horse racing. No. None of the betting, you know, all the different minutiae of the betting stuff, I don't understand none of it.
Well, I did find out through a special I was watching before that horse race as how in the original, a lot of black jockeys, and then, of course, being in Kentucky, they just got rid of those for years.
Yeah, for like 80 years, there were no black jockeys.
It's like racism is systemic down there.
But you could buy the lawn ornament.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah, the lawn ornament's available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a guy after my own heart. Kevin writes, says, I locked up my weed in a box when the storm started.
There you go.
Prioritize it.
Yep.
Good
Gotta
thinking.
Have priorities.
I didn't think to do that. But next time, I'll say I'm going to learn from Kevin. Lock my weed up.
Yeah, what are you going to smoke while you're looking for the tornadoes coming in?
Well, you know, you just have to mark it in a very bright box, and then when you go out looking through the neighborhood.
No, what are you going to do while you're going to want to get high while you're waiting for the tornado? So you can't put it all in the box.
No, you'll have some in your pocket.
All right, go
ahead. Label it Todd Brandt's drugs.
Yeah, and then that's what I want. I want somebody 40 miles away to find my weed stash.
That's what his backpack says.
Yeah. Backpack. And that would make a great human interest story on the TV news.
Oh, they're returning the weed, Todd.
Yeah. He got his stash box back from 30 miles away.
You're high as hell. Thanks.
We know people that run two TV stations in this town, and they're both good friends of ours. They could green light that story. Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
I mean, two of the three
Your
stations
heartwarming
in this town,
kicker story at the end.
Now, yeah, two of the three stations in this town are run by really good friends.
I hope it doesn't happen to anybody. I hope nobody gets their house blown up and has their weed stash.
Oh, they just say their weed.
Thrown 40 miles away.
That's the most important thing.
Lock it up. Lock it up. That's it. Somebody's
your weed, your sex dolls, and your sex toys, right?
All that.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
There had to be bongs flying through the air.
Had to be.
Time. Had to be. Mr. Skeeton joined us. That was fun. Check it out on the podcast and download the latest Todd and Tyler app is out there now. Please do that.
That's and the new tomorrow, terminology. It's the
Bill
latest.
Shatner, and we can call him Bill now. We talked to him a bunch of times.
Yeah. And Tyler Walsh.
And Tyler Walsh.
And Josh Gates from Discovery Channel.
All right. All that tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Patronize the advertisers.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.